joining us live, folks. This is a very, very special treat. It's sort of, well, it came out of nowhere, Tim.
This is amazing.
You didn't even know about this. Ladies and gentlemen, very, very special treat for you today at this very moment in one of the most famous restaurants in the world. I don't know if you've ever, have you been down in New York very much at all?
I have been there once, and I'm going there in a couple months.
All right, well, you need to check this place out. It's the Rainbow Room at 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City. The one and only, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Joan Rivers is hosting her annual May fundraising gala banquet to raise money for the International Association for Stepford Women Who Can't Afford Botox.
Ah, yes. Very tragic.
And so joining us live is really the one and only Joan Rivers. Joan, are you there?
I am here, and I am so excited. I'm with all these women that can't move their faces. It's terrific. I'm with all these young girls, you know, all these starlets. You know, they're so skinny. Can we talk here? They don't eat. They only burp from memory. It's true.
Oh, you are a character, Joan. You always have something quite punchy to say. Now, tell me about the Hollywood lifestyle for you these days. What's been happening in your life?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Drew, I am so sick of Hollywood. Can we talk? You know, all those young girls with those little tank tops, you know, and those skinny jeans. You know, I want to just grab a hold of them and say, listen, honey, the Roman Empire fell, and those will, too.
Oh, you are a cheeky girl. Cheeky girl. Now, listen, there's been a rumor that you might actually be getting married again. Is that true? Because this would be number what? Have we lost count at all? Or?
You know, I can't remember. The only thing I remember is, you know, when I was married to Edgar, he'd always say to me, you know, I want to take you someplace different, Joe. And I said, Edgar, take me someplace where I've never been before. So he took me to his ex-wife's apartment. I mean, yeah, give me sure. Give me sure.
And I know this is a fairly big celebrity gala,
yes,
and I'm sure
yes.
There's lots and lots of people around there.
All the celebs, yeah.
Could I maybe ask you now, I know this is a bit forward of me, but maybe you could put on the phone somebody else who's a bit of a guest there at the banquet.
Oh, well, you know who's here.
Who?
Barbara Walters.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah, and you saw her in the View with Barack Obama.
Yes.
Give me talk.
Oh, my.
Kissing up to him.
Hey,
Barbara, over here.
We're going to talk to Barbara Walters.
That's sweet, man. That's insane.
Hello, this is Barbara Walters. I've interviewed everyone from Ronald Reagan to Robert Redford, Roger Rabbit. So thrilled to be here. And you did see my wonderful interview with Barack Obama, with Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi, come here. Hey, that was really cool, yes. Oh, we love Barack Obama. Yeah, I'm voting for him. There's no question about it. No question about it.
Whoopi. Oh, Whoopi, you have been an inspiration to me over the years. I love your sense of humor. Although you're fairly liberal on The View there, I'm not too impressed with some of the things you say.
Yeah, that Hasselbeck girl. Oh, man, that Hasselbeck. She's got to go, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, she got to go.
Oh, well, listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for popping in. Maybe, could I talk to Joan Rivers there one more time, please, if you don't mind?
Joan,
this is fantastic. I don't think we've had this many celebrities on our show at one time. Are there a few more maybe around that maybe we could bring?
Yes. Fran Drescher, come here.
Fran,
come here.
The
here.
Nanny. Nanny Fran.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here.
Hi, Nanny Fran, how are you?
Oh, I am so thrilled, I can't believe it. You know, I got this new outfit I sent to the sales girl behind the counter. I'd like to see something cheap in a dress. She said, the mirror's to your left.
Oh, no, Fran, that's not right. Fran, listen, you know, when I was growing up, I had a nanny, but she was nowhere near as beautiful as you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Are you married?
Yes, I am. Unfortunately, I am. And no,
it doesn't matter.
No, Fran, come on now. That's so naughty of you.
Oh, I know, but I am so liberal.
Yes, you are. You are. Well, listen, it's so lovely to hear your voice, although sometimes your voice, you know, it does grind on people's nerves just a little bit.
It's a voice only a mother could love.
I think so. Well, thank you. Is Joan still there?
I'm here, guys.
Oh,
I'm
Joan,
here.
Thank you. This is actually, I think we might be breaking a world record at how many celebrities we can get in one interview, and maybe we could just get a couple more. Who else is around there?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara.
Get over here.
She never does any interviews.
People who need people are codependent.
Hello, Ms. Streisand. How are
Hello,
you?
How are you doing? I'm terrific.
Listen,
are you guys?
You are just a fantastically gorgeous lady.
I know I am.
Have you been doing many large performances? Because people just flock to see you from all over the world.
Well, I'm the greatest star in the whole entire world. Let's face it.
I know, Barbara.
And I'm married to the most gorgeous man in the world, James Brolin. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yes, I have heard that, and he's quite good looking as well. Although I think you are a tad better looking, Barbara Streisand.
Well, I'm a tad richer, so I always look better when I'm richer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you. Lovely to chat with you.
Thank you, Babs.
There she is again, Joan. Joan, you have just been
this
a gem.
Awesome.
You know, can you look around and you know one of my favorite shows back in the day was All in the Family.
Yes.
Is there anybody there from the cast of All in the Family?
Edith, get over here.
Sweet.
Edith. Oh, I am so happy to be here with all these fabulous ladies having lunch. How more?
Edith Bunker, how are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. I'm having such a wonderful time.
Listen, do you still love Archie? Do you really love him?
Well, I thought I was marrying Mr. Wright, but I just didn't know his first name was always.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't believe you let him smoke cigars in the house. I mean, you've got to rule the roost over there. You've got to be tough with that Archie Bunker fella.
Well, you know, he's a very tough man. I don't want to cross him. He has an anger management problem.
Does he? Oh, yeah. He gets stressed out a fair bit. But listen, if anybody can put up with him, if anybody can shape him into a better man, it's you, Edith Bunker. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to chat with you. Are you still there, Joan?
Yeah.
Folks,
you know who just popped in from heaven?
Who?
Catherine Hepburn. Catherine, get over here. Oh, my goodness. Wow. It's so wonderful to be down there again with all my friends. George Burns, get over here. I brought George Burns with me.
Hello there. I came all the way from heaven just to be here. You know, I lived to be 100. When I was a boy, the Dead Sea was only 6.
Oh, George, you have always made us laugh, George.
Thank you.
How old are you these days?
Well, now I'm about 110 years old.
110?
I'm looking good, because I'm in heaven. Everybody looks good in heaven.
Exactly. Except I wonder about the host there, Joan. Will she still look good in heaven? Because I'm not sure they can find her body parts. You know?
Well, okay, we sure. You know, they've got a lot of skin up there. They're waiting for me.
Yeah, that's
been
right.
Stretched and pulled.
Now, listen, I realize that this is such an incredible celebrity banquet that even folks from the cartoon world have showed up.
Yeah.
Is there anybody there from... Like, one of my favorite shows is The Simpsons.
Marge, get over here. Get over here.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm on the radio. Bart, come here and say hello. Hey, man, nobody lay a finger on my Butterfinger, man. Bart, that's not very nice. Go back to your porridge right over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what a tremendous time we have had just there, folks, with the one and only Louise Duard. Give her a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause. You are a champion. I tell you, I went up to see the Harvey Korman, Tim Conway Together Again show up at Casinorama a little while ago, and you almost stole the entire show, Louise.
Well, that is so sweet of you, but you know, these guys have been they were my heroes as a kid growing up. You know, my dream was always to meet Carol Burnett and to be with Tim and Harvey, to actually work with them. And you know, that was a prayer I had as a little girl growing up in the Catholic Church. I used to light that candle. I really did. And I used to pray, oh, God, I just want to meet Carol Burnett and work with Tim and Harvey. And God truly did answer my prayers. It's been an amazing, amazing journey.
How many voices in total or impressions do you do? Because it's not just the voices. You've got to see her live, Tim. She puts on, it just does these changes, these quick little changes, but it's subtle enough, and she just all of a sudden embodies the entire person.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a rubber face. You know, I do probably about 100 impressions, and then I do some original characters. I do a show called Living the Life on the ABC Family Channel.
Yep.
And I love to do the original characters, too, because those are ones that you can really go crazy with, because you don't have to fit into that, you know, the parameters of what an impression would be. You can really go crazy.
Well, look, this lady has been featured on Entertainment Tonight. Louise has been on the Today Show, Hollywood Squares, a popular voice for a lot of different animated primetime series. Family Guy, you've done a bit of work on that as well.
I did. I actually did Joan.
Wow.
Joan and Aunt Bee and I think Barbara Streisand and maybe a couple other ones, yeah.
That's tremendous. Now, your husband is also a bit of a star in his own right, Squire Rushnell. First of all, one of the most unique names I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, Squire is a unique name, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Squire was the father of Schoolhouse Rock, on ABC.
Remember that?
Get out of here. No,
that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
You know, if you say conjunction, junction, a
I'm
kid
only a
all
bill.
Around the country would say, what's your
kept...
function?
Oh.
Right. Right.
Nice.
So, yeah, and he also did all the shows on the ABC After School Special. So he has been a real pioneer in television, and Squire and I actually met many years ago. He gave me my first job in television, and it was just such a, I mean, I got to tell you, our marriage has been so wonderful. We've been married 7.5 years. We just wrote a book called Couples Who Pray, the Most Intimate Act Between a Man and a Woman, because we saw how prayer was so powerful in our marriage, and now it's God is using us, these two people who have no, we're not theologians, we're not family psychologists, but God chose us to go out and tell people that they need to pray together. And we have this 40-day prayer challenge where we ask couples to pray for 40 days, 5 minutes a day, and just see what happens. And it has been just amazing, the results. People are saying it's life-changing.
Well, this is such an interesting topic. You and I chatted about this the other day, and we've agreed, if it's all right with you, Louise, we'd love to get you back maybe in May. And maybe Squire could join you. We need to talk about this, because I was quite open and honest with you, and I said, look, my wife and I don't pray together because it's too intimate.
Intimate, yeah. Right. Most couples actually don't. And
I'm not saying I don't want to. I mean, I'd like to be able to get there, but it's been a block for. Same with you,
Tim.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a tough thing.
And the other
thing
is, my wife's a spiritual giant, so I'd always feel real
stupid. I know,
around.
Yeah.
Well, most of the women are.
Yeah. Amen, sister.
Exactly.
But, you know, if I can just say this one, if you go on coupleswhopray.com, it helps all these couples, because we have interviews on there from other couples who are going through the same situations you guys are going through, and it just helps them. I mean, this is really, of all the things Squire has done in his life, and true, he ran Good Morning America, and he ran ABC, and he's done a lot of great things. He feels, and I feel, this is where God has truly, truly placed us to do his work.
Fantastic. Again, on the phone with Louise Duarte, and that would be the website as well. I mean, you've got so many good things on that website to have a look at. It's louisedart.com. You told me the other day this a little story about sitting in Keith Green's house, listening to him play the piano.
Yes. When I first accepted the Lord, and I lived in Los Angeles, we would go to Keith Green's house, and we would have Bible study, prayer meetings there. And everyone there, they were either actors or musicians, so you can only imagine what a time that was. And early on when I had accepted the Lord, you know, as a new Christian, it really girded me up. And I think, Drew, as we were talking, I was saying, you know, he loved the Lord so much that it was almost like God had to take him home, because he just wanted to be with Jesus so much. And he was such an inspiration for me.
Yeah, and it's amazing. He still has an impact to this day.
Yes.
You know, he's that type of musician, that type of spiritual theologian, late theologian.
Louise, tell us about Catskills on Broadway. I mean, that was a huge chunk of your life, too.
Yeah, that was great. And that was another, as my husband says, God wink, those coincidences that aren't really coincidences. I was actually in New York. I'd been living in L.A. I was in New York, and I was promoting a special I was doing on the Showtime Network. And my husband at that time and I went to see this wonderful show called Catskills on Broadway. All the comics were talking about it. Starred three comedians and impressionist Marilyn Michaels. I saw the show. It was great. After the show, we went to Sardi's, which is the hip place to go for all the theater people. And the waiter came over to me and he said, the three guys behind you would like to say hello. And I looked behind me and it was the three guys from the show. And one of the stars, Freddie Roman, said, Louise, that I saw you on a show, and I was just saying to the guys, if Marilyn Michaels ever leaves the show, I know a girl, she'd be perfect. Her name's Louise Duarte, but I have no idea where to find her. And he looked up, and there I was.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And it was really, when we say God wink, it truly was. And 2 weeks later, he called me and said, Marilyn's left the show. How'd you like to go to Broadway? And I moved to Broadway, and my entire life changed. I mean, that's where it was the greatest thrill of my life. I loved being there. It was also a time when my husband of 20 years decided he wanted to leave, and he left me for another woman, sued me for alimony. But I have to tell you how God works everything out for good. God had Squire, my present husband, really waiting in the wings. He came to see that show. We met, fell in love, and it has been just glorious.
Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, listen, co-hosting the show today with me is Tim Miller. And, Tim, you know, you've got some of this kind of weird impressionist thing going on there as well. Like, what age do you really start getting this? I mean, Louise, you were sort of calling into the school and pretending to be your friend's parents, right?
That's awesome. Is that how it worked?
Well, I was, you know, I was very shy as a kid, but my classmates, when they found out I had this ability to mimic, they convinced me to call the nurse's office and impersonate their mothers and get them out of school.
That's awesome.
But I did get busted when I called up as Bernie Weinstein's mother when I said, "This is Bernice Weinstein. Bernie can't come to school today. He's got menopause." Busted.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
There. Now, do you have musical tendencies? Like, are you a musician? Do you love music? Like,
I do love music, and I sing in my act as Cher, a little bit of Streisand.
You should see her. You should see her do Cher. You do a complete routine for the women of faith folks, do you not?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm speaking at 10 events for the women of faith, and I am so scared, I have to tell you, because I will be doing a lot of my impressions, but they really want me to speak as myself. And that's like the toughest thing for me to do because I like to hide behind the characters. And so it has been a real getting out of my comfort zone and a real stretch for me. But I feel as though, okay, God would not have opened up that door if he wasn't going to take care of business. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tim here, now, do you know the name Rick Moranis? Do you know that name at all?
Yes, of course.
Right, and Tim, he's killing me already because his face already looks like Rick Moranis. What movies have you been in, Rick?
I've been in a couple movies, eh? Like, I was Gozer Keymaster in a number of Ghostbusters films. And once or twice, I was Doug McKenzie's brother, eh?
Right.
Bob, eh? He's beauty, eh?
He's beauty.
Yeah.
And then Arnold Schwarzenegger sometimes comes
out. Yeah, you know, I heard he's, you know, I heard she was on the radio today, so I wanted to talk to Joan. Where's Joan? Where is she?
He's got problems.
Terrific.
You know, did you vote for me at all in California?
Of course not.
Oh, what?
I voted for Maria, your wife.
Oh, yeah, she's a good one, that's for sure.
Okay, let's get this back on track here. Louise, just before we say goodbye to you here, I just wanted to maybe play a little something for you. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
All right, well, we're back. And before the break, we talked about Paul Newman and his co-star.
Oh, my God.
Breaking the bed. I mispronounced her name. It was Lolita Davidovich. But what the heck, you know, when you start talking about Paul Newman breaking beds, you get a little tongue-tied.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the game show I hosted on the Lifetime Network?
That is the game
show. Rodeo Drive. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why they ever hired me? You know, the funniest thing about that was when I auditioned for that, they had all these beautiful women who looked like, you know, game show hosts like Vanna White. But they actually, they decided to have me be the host because I did all these impressions. And then the head of Lifetime at some point said, "Tell us, stop doing those impressions. This is a serious, this is a serious game show." Plus, I was giving away the answers because when I would ask the person the question, and you know, I would look at them and I'd shake my head up and down because I was trying to tell them, "Yeah, you're right, you're right." So they said, "You're giving it away." So,
oh man,
but it was a fun show to do. It was really great.
Well, you've moved on from there and now hosting the popular talk show Living the Life every morning on ABC Family Channel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a talk about another God wink. That was a great blessing. I get to work with Terry Musin and Carolyn Castleberry, who are, first off, Terry Musin is the greatest woman in the entire world. It's the woman we all want to grow up to be. I love my co-host. It's like The View, but a view from above.
Right. I like that, yeah.
We talk about spiritual things and things that are uplifting and things that hopefully will give people hope and encouragement. And it has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. It was something that just came to me again. It was just God opening up a door.
You know what? I mean, hindsight, you must look back on your life and see God's hand.
Oh, my gosh, I see his handprint all over everything. And, you know, if we all look at our lives and we look at those God winks in our life, they're really messages of reassurance along our path. That it's like that wink from Grandma. You didn't ask what that meant. You know what it meant. "Hey, kid, I'm looking at you right now. I'm thinking about you. I love you." And that's what a God wink is. It's a direct communication out of 6 billion people on this planet from him to you. And those little coincidences that aren't really coincidences are really signpost saying, hey, kid, I'm thinking about you.
I mean, right? some of those don't sound like winks. They sound like taps on your shoulder.
Well, me, it was like
wow.
He knocked me over. Yeah,
yeah.
It has been my whole life. And that I would marry the God wink guy is amazing in itself. It truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, I am blown away by how God works in our lives, how we are on this divine path, this divine alignment, all of us. We just need to tap into that. You know, we just... And I think as a kid, it was kind of an innate thing with me, is like I just always innocently believed that, yeah, God was going to direct my path. And as I put that out there, I saw how he did that. He just brought me to the right place. I have to tell you something real quick. Actually, this is a secret. I'm hoping that Tim Conway doesn't hear about this.
No.
But my greatest thrill was, you know, to meet Carol Burnett, which I eventually got to meet. But Tuesday, I'm doing a show in Los Angeles, a Directors Guild. We're honoring Tim Conway.
Oh.
And I'm coming out to supposedly give him the award as basically the cheap impersonator. And as I do a Tarzan yell, Carol Burnett is going to come out from the wings and give him the award. So I'll get to actually be side by side with Carol. We'll have dueling Carol Burnett. So talk about full circle.
That's
talk about a dream come true.
That is amazing. I actually got a little shiver thinking about that happening. When is it again? This
Tuesday in Los Angeles. I'm a nervous wreck, but I can't wait. I get to see Carol Burnett, the woman I want to meet more than anyone else in the world. Met her once, and I haven't seen her in probably 20 years.
Wow. Wow. Well, listen, just before we say goodbye, all these crazy performances you've done over the years, you must have some embarrassing moments to share.
Well, when I was doing Catskills on Broadway, there was a pigeon, you know, in those New York theaters that are quite old, sometimes birds get in. And I was doing my act, and a pigeon decided he was going to give me a little present.
Oh, no.
Doing my act. And I felt this plop, you know, but I didn't want to look, you know, and I thought, I'm hoping that's not the pigeon. But I start hearing people snickering, and I know it wasn't my act. And I looked over, and sure enough, there it was. He had given me just a little gift.
That is too funny. Too funny. Well, listen, as we mentioned earlier, you and I had a little chat the other day, and we were both fondly in love with a lady named Kathy Lee Gifford and, of course, Frank. And we were chatting about this book called The Shack.
Yes, I love The Shack. Oh, my gosh. Terry Musin gave it to me, and when I started reading it, I thought, now, this is a wacky kind of a book, you know, but I was intrigued by it. I kept reading it and reading it, and the more you read it, the more you just get so wrapped up in the story. You start seeing God in such a different way. It really takes you out of that place, that box that we're all in as we try to imagine what God is like. It blows my mind. I just love that book. I've given it away to more people.
Yeah, well, that's what we were chatting about earlier. Kathy Lee, I think, bought a box and has been giving it away to everybody. And actually, the author, William P. Young, will be joining us in the studio next week, folks, live. Brendan Manning will also join us as well. So we've got quite a show next week. Folks, Louise Duarte is who we've been chatting with, and that is simply the website as well, louiseduarte.com, D-U-A-R-T. It has been just a huge pleasure to speak with you. And I you know what? I think May we're going to try to set up the Couples Who Pray conversation. Can we do that?
I would love it, because that is really couplewhopray.com. I want people to really understand how God wants us to just communicate with Him. He will bless us so much because of that.
Perfect. We look forward to it, Louise.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thank you. That was fun bantering.
Great to chat with you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, Louise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a great gal she is.
Yeah, it was great.
Sharp personality. Okay, a short break on the show. And when we come back, we're going to change gears just a little bit. Tal Prince will be joining us. He's the host of Tal Prince Live. And this is our journey segment of the day. Every week we try to have somebody, just a normal schmo who's gone through some tough stuff in life, and then you sort of say, well, spiritually, what happens while you're going through that nonsense? Tal was hooked on pornography at the age of 8, an addiction which continued until he was 32, and boy, does he have a story. And then at around 4 o'clock, John Tesh will join us as well, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Want to find out who's on the Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca.